Okay, Rabbi Nachman, a day keeps the Yetzer Hara away. So Sefer Midos today, we're going to learn about Hachnasas Orchim, having guests in your home. Rabbi Nachman teaches, Hachnasat Orchim, welcoming guests into your home, Ki Hachnasat HaShabbat, is like welcoming the Shabbos. What does Rabbi Nachman mean by this? Welcoming guests is like welcoming Shabbos. Naturally, I would have thought the opposite. Welcoming Shabbos is kind of like welcoming guests. In other words, the same way like when you have a guest in your house, you clear out the space, you clean up, make it special. So too, on Shabbos, we make it very special. But what does he mean the opposite, that having guests is like Shabbos? So maybe the idea is that when I have a guest in my house, a special aura of the chet, as my wife likes to teach, special energy comes into my life. And that's kind of like the energy of Shabbat. It's just like on Shabbat, we feel the special energy, special unique time, closeness to Hashem. So too, when a guest comes to our house, he's bringing a special light, a special energy. We may not generally focus on that, but that is what's happening. And that's our kavanah that we should have. We shouldn't just, you know, make a bed for him, sweep the floor. We should almost understand that a new energy is coming into our home. So that was my Rabbi Nachman taught today. Starting this in the Zchut of Rabbi Nachman, his yard site is today. So, like Rabbi Nachman and the Gemara teaches, Gadol Hachnasas Orchim, great is Hachnasas Orchim, Kach Balat Nei Shechina, even greater than bringing the Shechina is to have guests in our home. We should be Zochet to have holy guests in our home, and we should be Zochet to receive the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Wonderful day.